In Rustenburg, South Africa, 8,000 U.S. soccer fans turned out to watch the American team play its opening match earlier today. The U.S. tied the powerhouse team from England 1-1. It's the first time these two teams faced off in a World Cup since 1950, and while it was officially a draw, there is little doubt today that for England, it wasn't the best of outcomes. Some of the world's greatest soccer players play for England. NPR's Mike Pesca is in Rustenburg at the stadium where the game was played. Mike, pretty fair to say that even though it was a tie, a pretty good outcome for the Americans?
Oh, absolutely, and the English fans would be quick to correct you and say actually some of the best football players, if not the best, play for our side. So England comes in as a football power, as you say, perhaps a trifle more powerful in their fans' minds than they are in reality. And the United States is well-respected, but certainly not as good as England. And to get the 1-1 draw earns the Americans a point in their group against the best team in their group, and it sets the Americans on a good course for the rest of the World Cup. It also, of course, will give the Americans confidence because it shows that they could play with, you know, one of the best teams in the world.
Mike, did the Americans play really, really well, or did they also get a little lucky?
Yes, they certainly got lucky because the one goal, the scoring of the game went as such. Steven Gerrard, the English captain, recently named captain due to an injury, scored in the fourth minute against the Americans, and the Americans netted the equalizer in the 40th minute when Clint Dempsey put one past the English goalkeeper, Rob Green. And I have to say, and I talked to some other journalists, who said he's watched 100 World Cup games, and it was just a terrible effort by the goaltender. He sort of contorted his body and let the ball through. But the equalizer goal stood up, and 1-1 was the result. So, you know what? Luck played a role in that goal, but I have to also say that goaltending counts. And Tim Howard was the player of the match, and he was excellent. He stopped a lot of good shots by England.
What did you make of the U.S. team? I mean, did you think that they held their own for most of the match?
They absolutely did. I mean, coming in, the big question mark about the U.S. team was their defense. And their defense did give England a few too many chances, and England didn't take advantage of all their chances. Luckily, in Tim Howard, they had an eraser, which is sometimes a term you hear about, a shot blocker in basketball. Howard actually is a former basketball player. And Tim Howard erased a lot of the mistakes of the U.S. defense. But the U.S. defense didn't play that poorly. And on Weyu, who is one of the best defenders for the U.S., came into the match hurt. Was he going to be okay in test matches? He didn't seem to have the leaping ability. He looked healthy, and that's a good thing for the U.S.
Mike, I'm hearing a lot of vuvuzela horns behind you. What's amazing to me is that the highest number of foreign ticket holders to the games at this year's World Cup are Americans. Can you describe the atmosphere at the stadium today?
I will say this, blessedly, much fewer vuvuzelas than you'll probably hear at all other matches. I mean, the vuvuzela to me is a charming quote-unquote instrument, but it does get annoying, and over 60 matches, I think it'll drive everyone crazy. So there were a few vuvuzelas. England fans certainly outnumbered the United States. They're better at songs, they're better at flags, they're better at chants. C-H-A-N-T-S, chance.
All right.
But you know what? Today, they weren't better at football.
No, they weren't, Mike. No, they weren't. That's NPR's Mike Pesca from Rustenburg, South Africa. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.